Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Cynthia Hickman, your proactive caregiver advocate. Happy Saturday. Today, we're going to talk about when the caregiver feels out of control. I was not going to do a podcast this week, but it dawned on me that someone somewhere will be blessed by hearing my voice. No, I'm not going to make a million sharing my experiences or insights, but I would not turn it down either. I've been sad this week, wondering why I was feeling out of sorts. It is about 1700 hours in Texas, and I'm following my innermost mind, so here goes my late night post. Care for caregiving seems strange, right? The role of a caregiver is to care for others. The well-being of those in need require priority consideration. No electricity, no heat. I would say that's a priority. And the verdict is the families with me and needed care. Thoughts were even given to the responsibilities that were aligned to care for people in those situations, acknowledging the fact that the role of a nurse and a caregiver is to render aid and shelter when needed. As the house emptied and families started returning to their respective places, I felt really sad. My daughters were at the house due to the power outages in Texas, and their homes were impacted and the last ones to leave when they got the word that their power had been restored. I was sitting in my bed and I busted out crying inconsolably. I was missing my mother, something fierce. And then I realized I was the caregiver to my family. It was overwhelming. My house gained power, and so my home became the host home. It's always been coined the Hickman Hotel. While watching the family find their spaces in the house among the world of sleeping bags, big blankets, oversized quilts, and pillows, I felt grateful that we were all together, but thinking those around me would not have been the people I really wanted to care for. I was missing my mommy. Do I sound selfish? What I'm sharing is my honesty. When family comes together, mommy would be so happy and excited to see everyone. While happy to see everyone and looking forward to my sister Diana's creamy grits and my son-in-law's fabulous meals, the hole in my heart was weeping. When you're actually in a place of hurt, a position that you don't want to be in, don't like to be in, but will be in, you just cry. I cry, and I'm better today. Today I'm better. I remind myself that I am human and it's okay to cry, to remember, to share, and to know that there are days ahead that will happen again. Losing my mother was very devastating, but having my family close was just as exciting. Be well, be safe, and bye for now.